Hello.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. This is Sean. Sean again, once again from eBay. We have a word 2 hours ago.
Okay.
Do you remember me, ma'am?
eBay?
Yes, ma'am. We have. Remember you were on a bus. He told me to call you back.
Okay, it's not like a mess. It's like it's not a mess. The plan, like you know, the Wi-Fi, the mess.
Sorry, come again.
Sorry, like are you the person like who who would make a phone call like
yes,
at around 10?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So right now, as I told you that we have to put a security on your cell phone. So you told me that you are using an iPhone, right?
Yes.
All right. So now, ma'am, first of all, do a thing. First of all, put my call on speaker.
You may call on something?
No. I'm telling you that. But put my call on loudspeaker.
Okay. Did I do that?
And ma'am, let me tell you one more thing. First of all, calm down, alright? I think you are very like you are getting frustrated. That's what I'm telling you. Calm down,
okay.
Alright? Yeah.
Okay.
Could you just tell me that what network you are using right now? Like, are you dealing with Telstra, Vodafone, or Optus?
You mean like the Comcast? Like mobile?
No, I'm saying that. What network are you using? Like, are you dealing with Telstra, Optus, or Vodafone, something like that?
I'm sorry, I didn't get the question. Do you mean the like delivery, like for?
No. I'm saying that you do use internet, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so from which, what is the network name? Like, do you use Telstra network, or do you use...
You mean a content name, or just nickname name?
No, I'm asking that. What network are you using right now? Like, is there a Telstra network, is there a Vodafone network, or is there Optus network?
Optus.
All right, that's great. Now, ma'am, do a thing. On your iPhone, you do have an application with this App Store. You need to open up this App Store.
Mhm.
All right. So after opening up the App Store, have you opened it up, ma'am?
Oh, okay. Yeah. You mean I have to register it right now?
No, yes, ma'am. We have to register for the cancellation so that we can block this suspicious transaction. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So,
Download the app from the application.
No. You need to open up the App Store on your Apple iPhone. You do have an application which is called App Store. The App Store, ma'am.
Yeah. App Store, yeah.
Yes. Open up the App Store.
Okay. App Store. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, open up.
All right. Now look at the right-hand side, bottom corner. You will get to see a search option over there with a magnifying glass. Give a click on that.
So what should I do right now?
Now, ma'am, look at the right-hand side bottom corner. The right-hand side bottom corner, you will get to see a search option over there. Can you see that? Look at the very right-hand side bottom corner, ma'am. Look at the very right-hand side bottom corner. You will get to see a search option over there.
You mean that it's in the Apple Store?
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't see anything about three options.
Alright, look at the very right hand side bottom corner. Look at the very right hand side bottom corner, ma'am. You will get a search option over there.
Should I search something?
Yes, ma'am. Give a click on search.
Yeah, so what kind of like thing I have to search?
Yes, now I'm telling you the letters. Type letter A. A as in Australia, letter A.
Oh, okay, Australia.
Yeah, no, only letter A. Letter A. A as in Alpha, like A as in Australia, letter A.
Letter A? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Then after N as in Nancy.
for AN.
Then why? Why you have been yellow?
The any connect.
It should be any depth, ma'am. It should be any depth. A N Y D E F T. Any desk.
So any desk?
Yes, ma'am. It should be any desk.
Okay, yeah. I find
now. Now search for it and just do let me know what comes up on the screen, all right?
So I got any desk remodel desk support.
Yes, ma'am. Give a click on the very first option. Yes, ma'am. Give a click on the very first option. It should be any desk default desktop software. Give a click on that.
Okay. So the second one is Remoto Desk Mobile. So which one I should download?
Look at the very first option, which says any desk default remote desktop software.
Okay, right, let me check.
Yeah. Can you see a regular application with a diamond on it?
I mean, I just saw that the application is called Any Desk Remodel. That's the top.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that one okay?
Yes. Give a click on the very first option you can see.
So should I download this one?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You need to install that application.
Okay, I'm downloading it.
All right. Let me tell you about this application, madam. This is our server security application. This application will put a security on your cell phone. With the help of that, no one can get access to your personal information and will try to steal your money, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, have you installed that application?
Yeah, I'm downloading the application. Okay. I have already downloaded it on my phone.
All right, now open up the application, ma'am.
Yeah, I open it. So there's a guest number something.
Yes, ma'am. That's your cancellation ID over there. Could you please confirm me the ID?
You mean the number?
Yes, the number.
So location is very important because I'm not in my home right now.
Oh. So are you comfortable to do this process right now?
Yeah, because I'm not at home right now, so it's very important to be at home to tell you the address number.
No, you need to give me the cancellation ID right now so that our server can verify the ID because we have generated the 9-digit cancellation ID for you. All right?
Okay. So the address number is 120 916
288. All right. Now, madam, you will receive a notification from our server like, I trust this call and I'm aware of this risk, all right? So, you need to give a click on I'm aware of this risk and you need to give a click on do not show this again, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now, you will simply receive a notification from our server. Just click on your phone.
What's the next?
Yes, you need to give a click on the trick box, scroll it down the security page. You will get to see something comes up like, hi, hello.
Hello.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Are you on your any desk page right now, ma'am?
Sorry, I don't know what to do right now.
All right. Just open up the application once again. I need to, open up the application once again.
Yeah, open it.
Have you opened it up?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, madam, you will receive a notification once again from our server. You will need to give a click.
You will need to
give a click on. You need to give a click on. I'm aware of this risk. Then you need to give a click on. Do not show this again. And after that, you need to give a click on accept.
Okay. Because right now, when I open it show me a security warning.
Yes, ma'am. That's our server security warning. Scroll it down a little bit. You will get to see an option which says, I'm aware of this risk. Then beside that, you will get to see a checkbox over there. You need to give a click on that checkbox. After that, you need to give a click on accept.
Okay. So right now, I've got an eBay secure service number.
Yes, ma'am. That's our eBay secure server. Now give a click on accept, and then after that you need to give a click on start broadcast.
Should I accept it?
Yes, ma'am. Give a click on accept. Yeah, give a click on accept.
Yes.
Then after that, give a click on start broadcast.
Oh, sorry. It said,
you need to give a click on start broadcast so that our security will run away, all right? You need to go.
Okay.
Okay,
I have already set the broadcast.
Alright, yes. Now just hold on for a second, ma'am. You will get to see a timer will go on. Can you see that? Our timer is still running on?
The timer,
Yes. Now, ma'am, you have successfully connected to our server. Right now, now what we're going to do is just simply swipe the screen from the bottom to top and open up your settings.
Go to my settings?
Yes, ma'am. Open up your settings.
Okay. I open it.
Yeah. Alright. Now scroll it down a little bit. Scroll it down a little bit.
Yeah. Which one? Right.
Now, yeah. Now give a click on display and brightness. Yeah. You need to give a click on display and brightness.
So where should I go? Like in the settings?
You need to give a click on display and brightness.
Okay, display and brightness. Okay, yeah. Okay, I'm in.
Alright, now scroll it down. Now scroll it down, ma'am. Now scroll it down. You will get to see another option like auto lock. Give a click on auto lock.
Auto lock.
Yes, ma'am.
The display and brightness.
Yeah.
But I saw it, but I can't click because it's unlocked, and because it says 30 seconds, I can't click it. Is that normal?
All right. Now, madam, go now look at the very left hand side top corner. You will get to see an arrow back pointing there. Give a click on that.
Okay.
Alright. Now do a thing, ma'am. Open up the Anydesk application once again. Open up the Anydesk application once again.
Okay. Yes, I open it.
Alright, madam.
Huh?
Could you please confirm me that when will you reach your home? Like how much time it will take?
Oh, you mean better to go back home to do it?
Yes. Could you please tell me, how much time it will take to you reach the home? Could you please tell me that?
I think it's 30 minutes.
In 30 minutes, right?
Yeah.
All right. So now we will give you a call after 30 minutes because as per our security, as our server told us that you have a running out of battery, right?
May I have a question? Understand why I have to do this is
because
listen
to me very quickly, ma'am. The server which I have installed right now, this is our security application, all right? It will only secure your information when your mobile battery is on full, all right? So that's the reason we are doing this, and we need to block the payments. So that's the reason we need to give you a security, and this security will not gonna charge you a single penny, all right?
Okay.
Now did you get my point, ma'am?
Okay.
Yeah.
So
no need to be suspicious over here because we are calling you from eBay and we will not ask you about any of your personal information, all right?
Okay. Okay.
Right. So when will you, after 30 minutes you will reach home, right?
Okay. That sounds good.
Yes, ma'am. We will give you a call
after
30 minutes. And
I'm so sorry. Because I'm so sorry. I didn't get your point before started.
Sorry?
Yeah, I mean, sorry. I'm just to apologize.
Not an issue. We are here to help you out, ma'am. The thing is, your personal information which has been misused, we need to secure that. That's why we are providing the security, all right? So no need to be sorry. Whenever you reach home, just put your phone on charger, and then we will give you a call back after 30 minutes, all right?
So this is a part of setting up the Wi-Fi around the house. Security purpose. I mean, this is a part of the set up the Wi-Fi around the house, for the security purpose.
Oh, you're using a public Wi-Fi, right? Oh, like
that. Okay.
No need to take any more queries. Just do a thing. After 30 minutes, we will give you a call back when you will reach home. And first of all, do a thing. When you will reach home, just put your phone on charger because our server told us that you are running out of battery, right?
Yes, I see.
Yes.
Is that okay if I reach my home and I call you later?
Yes, ma'am. We will give you a call back after 30 minutes, all right?
Yes, but, because I'm going to take the bus, so it probably may be longer. Yeah, I don't want to take up your time, so it's better I call you
All right. So should I give you a call back after 1 hour?
Oh, okay. Okay, that'd be perfect.
All right. So we will give you a call back after 1 hour, all right, ma'am?
Okay.
Right. I just remember one thing, ma'am. Whenever you will reach home, you need to put your phone on charger so that your battery battery doesn't run out. All right.
Okay, I see. Right. Okay.
Have a great day, ma'am.
You too. Thank you.